Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
A night that started with him on the bench because he was suspended with CeeDee Lamb for the opening drive. I actually give Brian Schottenheimer credit for that. He disciplined the guy, and then instead of George Pickens going into the tank or sulking or acting like the kind of brooding, brooding player he had been here, he feasted on a porous Raiders defense to the tune of 9 catches, 144 yards, and 1 touchdown. Here's the thing. Right? We all change our minds on things. Just because you thought this was a good trade at first doesn't mean you have to think that way now. Just because you thought it was a bad idea to part company with George Pickens doesn't mean you're married to that take for the rest of your life here. He is second right now in receiving yards. The Steelers played Roman Wilson more than any wide receiver not named DK Metcalf. In Sunday's game, they still don't have a number two wide receiver. I don't think George Pickens would be this productive here, but I'm now starting to think that's more of an indictment on the Steelers than it is George, Chris. Like, when you say that, are you really I'm less so calling him out now and more so calling out their offensive philosophy and offensive system. He's starting to coexist with Lamb. When they get in trouble, it seems like they're in cahoots with each other and they're both forced to sit. So it's not like they're at odds with each other. And he's maintained his productivity even with both guys in the lineup. And one thing I see Steelers fans doing to kind of cope with this is, well, what's the Cowboys' record? Okay, my rebuttal to that would be, so what are you saying? Joe Thomas was a bad football player? What did he ever win? His team sucked ass every year. He's probably one of top five offensive tackle of all time. Does anybody say that when ranking him among the best offensive linemen ever? Well, he did play for the Browns. Oh, you're right. Let me rank, you know.
Oh, Cabali does.
He does?
Didn't we have this conversation earlier in the year that he thinks Andrew Whitworth was like toe for toe as good as Joe Thomas?
Well, he's wrong, so we can move on.
But it can't be because the Browns teams were bad, right?
I mean, oh, he brings up that point. I mean, Joe Thomas was a better player without both of his arms than Andrew Whitworth was, but that's apparently going
to
be.
So does Cabali think that the first retired number in Steelers history, Ernie Stotner, must have just sucked because he played for bad teams? I should ask him that. But, hey, Mark, so hold on, let me think.
Sure.
Dan Marino made it to a Super Bowl, but otherwise was just on some good, never great teams. Kind of a bad quarterback or, you know, overrated. What are we doing here?
So are you starting to walk?
No,
you're
not.
You still think it was a good trade?
I still think it was a trade they needed to make. I still think it would have been a disaster year here. I still stand by what I said in the moment, which was you've got to deal him because you don't have the infrastructure as far as a quality quarterback that's going to keep him happy and get him the ball enough. He is, I think, the single most. There are two factors here that I think are continually overlooked or not acknowledged by people. One is that Dak Prescott continues to play, by and large, some of the best quarterback in the NFL for a team that is just perpetually awful on defense and needs him usually to try to put up 30 to 40 points to win.
Uh-huh.
He's had a couple, like, iffy games, don't get me wrong, but
yeah,
mostly pretty good quarterback play.
Yep.
So I think Pickens, when he knows he's going to get targeted and the guy targeting him can actually get him the ball, is always going to be a more engaged participant. We knew this with the Steelers. The whole thing was they've got to get him the ball early and often to keep him engaged in the game.
Yeah.
The second thing is
George
Pickens' unhappiness here in a place where the owner never talks, the coach talks once a week, the GM is like forbidden by law from speaking during the season, such that when he like quietly gives like a defense of his work to reporters, it becomes huge news.
Yep.
George Pickens is playing in a huge market where the owner does a weekly radio show and would prefer to be the focus of everyone's attention. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think it's a lot easier, even if you're occasionally getting suspended, for example, like this, for a drive. I think it's a lot easier to just be George Pickens and not have that be the A1 story when Jerry Jones is talking about working on a $100 billion natural gas oil, you know, field or whatever that he just discovered. I really do think that the quarterback and the fact that the owner is who he is and acts how he acts have not enabled, because Pickens is just, he has to do the work still on the field, but they have allowed him to flourish in a way he never would have.
But you are admitting in the way you answered that question that you don't think that getting only a third round pick back in next year's draft was good return for this guy. Right?
No, but I don't think that they were going to be in a position where they could keep him. I don't love the return, but I think they backed themselves into a corner. If somebody wants to argue with me that George Pickens would be having, obviously not this productive of a season, but would be a productive and largely positive member of the Steelers, you're not going to convince me.
Okay, but I'm going to say two things, and I think it's hard for you to dispute or argue or disagree with either one.
How long have you worked with me? It's very easy for me to dispute almost anything.
So let's see if you can do that with these two statements. If George Pickens were still a Steeler, right? DK Metcalf would have better stats through the first 10 games of the season than he does right now. Because he can't get double teamed the way that Aaron Rodgers talks about.
Presumably, he'd have to have somewhat better stats.
And George Pickens would have better stats than Calvin Austin. He would be a much better number two wide receiver
if he hadn't flipped out at this point, because they're not protecting Rodgers and the ball's getting out so quick, etc. I think the Cowboys also just have a much better offense. Certainly a better passing offense and a quarterback that is better at running it.
Okay, but that again, that's not George's fault, really.
But I can't separate how I view the trade. Like, yes, when I say that it's when I'm saying that the trade is still a trade I support, even though the return is not what I would like based on how good he's been, it's absolutely an indictment of the team that they have attempted to build, because it was never going to be able to be a team that accommodated him. I've said this a bunch. One of the things, unfortunately, that I have to say they're getting for the money they're paying Metcalf is largely no bitching and moaning like Pickens would have done about not getting the football.
Right, but that's not the number one thing you pay a guy $28 million a year for.
You don't, but I guess I'm not making it clear enough, or people just don't like this line of thinking. I think if they keep him around for this year and have Metcalf, I think the season is probably going worse, believe it or not, because I think it's just a mess in that locker room. I actually do.
Okay, let me subtract one guy, and you tell me if you still think it's a mess. Let's say Aaron Rodgers never shows up here, and it's Mason Rudolph as the quarterback. You still think it's as messy with Pickens and Metcalf, and Rudolph's the quarterback and not Rodgers? Because I don't. Because well, I think Pickens and Rudolph actually got along with each other.
Yes, because I read off during the break that little stat line from two games of Rudolph's 2023 Pickens was more productive.
Chris, that was an option. I mean,
Pickens likes any quarterback that is effectively able to get him the ball.
And he can, and he did. So, I mean, you could absolutely ask a question hypothetically of, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback and no George Pickens, or Mason Rudolph as your quarterback and George Pickens and DK Metcalf? And right now, at this very second, I would take the latter. I probably wouldn't have said that back in September with how Rodgers was playing. But right now, I'd rather have that, because I don't think there's a big difference between Rodgers and Rudolph. And I think having two good receivers would make their offense a lot better, even with, I know, Arthur Smith apparently doesn't know how to build an offense with two good wide receivers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
It's a tough answer for me, because I don't even want to like answer the question. I just want to get frustrated at what an indictment of the head coach I still think all of this is at the end of the day, because of the way he wants to play football, because of the way he wants to run offense, because of the way he wants them to look as a team, but also coupled with the way he thinks he can get the most out of anybody, even if he's minimizing their role.
But that's turning Mike into more of the pariah than Pickens. And when Pickens left here, he was the bad guy. He was the one that got sullied. He was the one that got ripped. And I put my hand in the air saying I was doing it.
I think he is a malcontent. Right, but I also think the head coach enabled him, because we know the head coach did, because when he showed up after the time where they had to post inactives when he was coming off of a hamstring injury, and Mike DeFabo actually saw him show up late, and then Tomlin got asked about it, he played like the dumbest who, what, where, when, why, how. What are you talking about? Oh, there's a lot going on before game day. I don't really chart player entrance times.
I mean, Papiani's already taken a victory lap on this. He was on the sports call with me last night, and he's like, see, I told you so. They should have kept Pickens. Pickens would have made him that much better.
It's just so weird for me to say,
it a shot.
You're adding back in this unbelievably explosive, volatile compound, let's call it, into a team where the head coach seems to allow said volatile compound to do what he wants, with no repercussions, and when anybody asks about that person maybe sullying things, just brushes it off as you guys don't know what you're talking about, and putting him on a demonstrably worse offense that's also not playing, I know this is like granular, on a fast track virtually every game. You put George Pickens on turf, I think he actually looks slightly better than
Donnie,
he does on grass.
Are you changing your mind on the Pickens trade?
Well, remember where my mind was when it happened.
He didn't want to make the trade
in
anyway.
Celebration mode.
Yeah, he didn't think it was a good deal. I was the only one.
I thought it was a good trade. I was on your side, Chris. It was me and you versus Donnie. The numbers are what they are, and I understand. You're right. He would not be the number two wide receiver in the NFL right now. But Joe said something when I was dropping off Stell at my mother-in-law's that I thought about. He said, I think Pickens is just flat out a better receiver than Metcalf.
He is. I actually agree with that. I think Metcalf is like
a
lower...
And all they got was a third-round pick,
man.
That's not a good trade.
I think Metcalf's a lower-tier number one.
That's not a good trade. If the Steelers had traded a third-round pick in next year's draft, and the guy they got back was the second leading receiver in the NFL, you know what we'd be doing right now? We'd be building Omar Khan statues.
Yep, you'd see the tweets from everybody.
So we can't have it both ways. We can't... Like, if Metcalf were putting up those numbers... We would be, even though the Seahawks are having a good year, we'd be laughing at them for giving him to us for basically nothing. We would.
I mean, so, the other part of this that's relevant to me is if the Steelers, even after having traded Pickens, had merely done a better job of actually finding somebody else to be wide receiver two.
Right, I agree, and that's what makes it a bad trade.
That's precisely why I didn't like it, because I knew they would do the same thing they just did. They would say, well, Calvin Austin just had a nice year. I think if Pickens was still here, as much of a pain in the ass as he could be, he's a little bit better than 22 receptions for 242 yards.
I just fundamentally think that this trade and the auspices under which it was conducted and the way it's turned out, I know that Dallas has a losing record, whatever, and they're probably not going to make the playoffs unless they go on a heater.
Yeah.
I think it just exposes so many flaws in the way the Steelers claim that they do business and then actually do business.
Well, then, Chris, it is a bad trade. Like, if the Pirates, like, if they got rid of a guy and they couldn't get, you know, like a Tyler Glasnow type, they couldn't get him to pitch, he goes somewhere else. We knew he had talent the entire time. Immediately, that other team unlocks his talent. Yeah, we would rip the Pirates to shreds for that.
Of course we would, and I
rip
the Steelers for having their heads up their asses collectively when it comes to having a modern passing game in the NFL. Instead of investing in the side of the ball that most teams win with at the end of the day,
right,
they keep funneling resources into the defense.
And is the guy an a-hole if he plays in a modern offense? It doesn't look like he would be. Because he's really not in Dallas. Like, yes, he commits a stupid penalty. Yes, he got suspended before the game started. But it's like Antonio Brown. If you're the second leading receiver in the NFL and you're doing those things, guess what? I don't really care.
He's in the
because you're putting up the numbers,
he's
man.
He's in the perfect place for him. He's in a place where he'll never be the biggest character in the franchise because the owner will be till he drops
and
dead. And he's with a good quarterback.
What I also think is funny in terms of like some of the things Steelers fans have said here, like in the mentions here in the text line, probably on our YouTube chat, and we posted where you can watch us on Twitter too. Well, all the Cowboys do is throw the ball. Not really.
Javonte Williams has 161 carries, man. They have 258 rushing attempts as a team this year.
Compare their rushing stats to ours. They blow the Steelers out of the water, man.
That's because the Steelers run like 40 offensive plays a game because they can't stay on the field, partly because they don't have a wide receiver, too. They traded away what would have been the best wide receiver 1-2 combo maybe in the sport outside of Cincinnati because they couldn't make the guy work within their structure because their structure is completely fraudulent.
Which is making, when you say it that way, I don't see how you support the trade.
Yeah, because maybe I don't support the trade because maybe I just wanted to watch it all burn down, which I think it probably would have.
Do you guys know who their second leading receiver is in yards?
The Steelers?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that it's Darnell Washington at this point somehow.
It is Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah.
A guy we've said has been
79 yards who everybody pretty much threw that first Cincinnati game. Oh, what a disappointment.
I mean, am I clearly stating my point here? I think that this trade probably still had to happen because of what would have happened had they not done it. But I think the fact that they felt compelled like they had to do it exposes so many problems within how they just basically run their operation.
But Chris, if you just said, like, think about what would have happened if they kept them around and he was a complete jerk. If you don't think their offense is good enough now without him, you might as well have kept them just to see if it did open up something.
I guess the case you can make is it would have been worth it to maybe roll the dice, and if it was really getting toxic, you deal them at the deadline.
Yes, which is what I think Dulac said at the combine. That was the rumor he heard. They're not going to trade him, but they might do it in season if it doesn't work. And then they flip-flopped on that, I think, because Aaron Rodgers didn't want to play with him. That's my theory.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.